Wired Jesus Podcast, November 1st, 2008, Creative Commons licensed.
Initiating startup sequence.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Wired Jesus Podcast. Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Code.
Look, I don't like your God. Your God scares me.
Well, yeah, but just because God doesn't answer your prayers doesn't mean he doesn't care about you.
Well, then why didn't he give me what I wanted?
Well, God can't just answer every prayer and suddenly give you everything you want. That takes all the living out of life.
What do you mean?
Hello. Welcome to the Wired Jesus Podcast, Wired Wanderings of a Postmodern Pilgrim. I'm your host and fellow traveler, Tom Lieberg, and glad you've come along for our journey together. Well, it has just been way too long since the last podcast. But the good news is that we are moved in and pretty much unpacked and settling into life here in Findlay, Ohio, up in the northwestern quarter of the state. And while there are some differences from living in Chicago, like I now have a soybean field in my backyard, and the decided absence of Italian beef stands and real deep dish pizza, life in Findlay and its amenities is not really that different from a Chicago suburb. Hey, after all, we've got 3 sushi restaurants in town, so that makes me happy. But a decided difference is a much better situation with my new congregation, Trinity Lutheran. A very warm welcome from the staff and people, many of whom have now joined the RSS feed and have been wanting to hear a new podcast like the rest of you. So, here we go. Like I posted this past week, I had just come home from church. My wife Carla asked me if I had seen 99 Balloons on YouTube. Now, being an 80s guy, I said sure, but why was she watching an old music video on YouTube? She just rolled her eyes at me. She wasn't talking about Nina and 99 Luftballons. She was talking about a video she had just seen on Oprah. Now it was my turn to roll my eyes. What can I say? I just don't get Oprah. And when I think I do, I don't like it. It started with Dr. Phil and his pop psychology shtick. Although I did agree with his punchline, it's not about you. But then came Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, and then the abomination of Eckhart Tolle and the New Earth. I tried listening to her Spirit Channel podcast, and frankly, I've heard Hare Krishna to make a better presentation of Americanized Hinduism than this joker. It's people like him that give conspiracy theorists, you know, fearing one world government, and atheists who think the spiritual journey in the church are just plain frauds. Well, it's this stuff that gives them reason to complain, and I'm apt to join them. So as you can tell, I have no issues with Oprah or the direction of her show. So when Carla said I really needed to see this video, my first instinct was to find a crucifix and perform an exorcism. But then 2 things came to mind. First, Carla normally doesn't watch Oprah. Secondly, she normally doesn't peruse YouTube. So maybe there was something more to this than just the chick flick sentimentality I've come to expect from Oprah. Carla said just watch it. She thought there was a sermon in it. So, reluctantly, I agreed. And I did. And she was more than right. Not only was the video proclaiming good news, it was inviting the viewer to stand on holy ground. Now, you probably don't expect to call anything internet-based holy, let alone call it ground. After all, it's all virtual, right? But as I've made the point for the last 3 years, virtual relationships have reality. They can have authenticity. They can have a validity that transcends distance and culture. Many of you are perfect examples of that. Listening in Australia, Great Britain, Canada, and elsewhere. Well, that is what Matt and Ginny Rooney have done with their video, 99 Balloons. One of the great privileges you have as a pastor is that you get to know people. Friend of mine said, getting to know people is also one of our great sorrows. Because of your title and your calling, you find yourself in places in people's lives where most folks rarely go. I've attended the births of babies, and I've held the hands of people as life left their bodies. I've seen marriages fall apart, new loves begin. I've been invited to be a first-hand witness to it all. It's all part and parcel of being a pastor on our weekly journey. And when you find yourselves in those places, you know, it's always holy ground, and I stand there and wonder, why in the world am I here? Who am I to see such things? Rob Bell, in his book Velvet Elvis, says much the same thing about the times when God suddenly becomes so real. Not that God wasn't there before, but something becomes so real, so palpable, it transcends who you are and what you see. Now, Rob is one of the best preachers I've ever heard. I'll soon be doing a podcast on Rob and his Numa videos and smack that's been directed at him from some evangelical circles. But I think Rob understands the world that we now live in, and at his best, Numa invites you onto holy ground. Matt and Ginny Mooney understand the world we live in as well. They understand the spiritual journey. They understand how to be so transparent in their living that they are no longer seen. Just God is seen. Just holy ground. 99 Balloons is the story of Elliot Rooney, their son. But as you're drawn in, you realize it is so much more than that. What I'm about to share is not a spoiler. You should watch the video, but unlike The Shack, you're going to know what's in it and what's coming. They make it clear from the very beginning of the video. Elliot was diagnosed in utero with a genetic disorder called trisomy 18. Nothing's known about the cause. There is no cure. Most of the time, the child never survives to full term. And those that do only live for a few days after. Well, the Moonies chose to keep Elliot, to go on the journey with their child and with their God, no matter the destination. But the name 99 Balloons comes out of their choice to turn every day into Elliot's birthday. Every day was a celebration of life. Every day had a new birthday picture. Every day was a new joy and a new sorrow. And Elliot and his parents celebrated 99 of those birthdays before he died. And at his funeral, they released 99 balloons in gratitude for each of those days. And so the video is the story of those 99 days in pictures and match reflections. It's holy ground. It's good news. It's becoming so transparent that there's nothing of you left other than God. In a certain way, I understand that. My last sermon that I preached in Illinois talked about that whole thought. That out of the pain and conflict of that time and that place, I try to let the people know that God is there to become visible and to take on flesh in the midst of all those difficult times. The visual that I used was a picture showing my busted pastor's parking sign that had been hit by a snowplow in the winter, never repaired. And during the course of the sermon, the busted sign slowly disappeared into a cross. And I guess that's how I understand who I am as a pastor. Probably the best who we're called to be as followers of Jesus. Not that it always happens because, well, I've been known to screw things up. But when it does happen, you find yourself on holy ground. I'm not sure everyone there, my old congregation, got what I was saying or understood what they saw that day. But those that did understood it and expressed it as holy ground. In a small way, that's my experience, but Matt and Jenny and Elliot have gone so much farther than that. They've done the same thing, making their joy and grief transparent to the entire world. And in the end, through them, all you see is God. Now, to be certain, not everyone is going to understand their decision or understand their faith. But 99 balloons is not sentimentality. It's real life. All its pain. And it's all its power. What they do so well is, you know, there's no answers given for, you know, the popular questions. You know, how can a loving God do this? Why do bad things happen? They make no political or social statements. All that shows is just an everyday family who faced extraordinary grief and discovered extraordinary joy. They discovered that they were found by someone greater than they were. Told them and their son that they were loved and not alone. Even Oprah could understand that. So did I. In the past year and a half or so, the world of the internet has changed an awful lot. And some of you have watch favorite podcasts, as I have, disappear into Podfade, that wonderful word we use to describe podcasts that just simply stop happening. And honestly, there have been a couple times I've come close here where I thought that's happened. But in this changing landscape of the wired world, I think it looks a lot more like 99 balloons, and the church needs to learn to live there. Perhaps that's the future of podcasting as well. It's not some Second Life storefront. It's not a static web page that doubles as a newspaper ad. But it's in the telling and showing of stories of real life and real faith, of journeys with Jesus that take unexpected turns create communities that transcend geography. Well, I have to say, I'm going to watch Matt and Jenny's webpage, the gift they and Elliot have given us all. I'm glad that they found their way onto Oprah, and that hits to their website, and for the purchase of 99 balloons, has gone through the roof. I'm one of those purchasers. I'm going to pray for their new child that they're now expecting, for the new journey they are beginning. They're good parents. As you watch 99 balloons, you know, they've learned from the best parent the way most of us never will have to. But it's good to be reminded that Matt, Jenny, and I have the same father. And that I have brothers like Elliot. Well, it's good to get a podcast out. Okay, I have to admit it. So Oprah turned me on to something good and her show isn't a total waste. If it lifts up people like the Moonies, I'm glad and grateful. Just don't ask me to watch Dr. Phil. Now, I'm fighting a cold right now, so hopefully the sound quality isn't too bad. My voice is hanging in there. But hopefully in the next week or two, things will improve. I'll be able to get to another podcast. And, you know, really, as it stands now, the big hurdles of the transition here are done. So I should be able to get back to more regular podcasts, though. What regular is going to be, who knows? But hopefully in a few weeks. Either way, it's good to be back in a church, and it's good to be back podcasting. Thanks for all the encouragement and emails and visits to my Facebook page. If you haven't found Facebook yet, look me up on there and hit the link and send me a friend invitation. And I'll keep fighting the good fight against Podfade. So keep on listening. See you out there on the road.
What if God was one of us? Just a slot like one of us. Blue, 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 blue. Yeah, blah, blee, blee, blee. Well done.
Very good.
Dr. Evil, that was fantastic.
Thank you, number two.
I wrote that.
Yeah.